My hotel was called the Hôtel des Trois Moineaux. It was a dark, rickety warren of 5 stories, cut up by wooden partitions into 40 rooms. The rooms were small and inveterately dirty, for there was no maid, and Madame F., the patronne, had no time to do any sweeping. The walls were as thin as matchwood, and to hide the cracks they had been covered with layer after layer of pink paper, which had come loose and housed innumerable bugs. Near the ceiling, long lines of bugs marched all day like columns of soldiers, and at night came down ravenously hungry, so that one had to get up every few hours and kill them in hecatombs. Sometimes, when the bugs got too bad, one used to burn sulphur and drive them into the next room, whereupon the lodger next door would retort by having his room sulphured and drive the bugs back. It was a dirty place, but homelike, for Madame F. and her husband were good sorts. The rent of the rooms varied between 30 and 50 francs a week. The lodgers were a floating population, largely foreigners, who used to turn up without luggage, stay a week, and then disappear again. They were of every trade: cobblers, bricklayers, stonemasons, navvies, students, prostitutes, ragpickers. Some of them were fantastically poor. In one of the attics, there was a Bulgarian student who made fancy shoes for the American market. From 6 to 12, he sat on his bed making a dozen pairs of shoes and...